folks. We're just about back. Is everybody ready for a little bandemonium? I'm going to try that again. Is everybody ready for a little bandemonium?
No.
This is probably the set I've been looking forward to the most for today.
You got me, Chris.
Is that, are you guys ready?
It is, I think they are.
Okay.
I'll try.
You've been asking for it, man.
You got big hands. Big hands mean big hot.
So please give a warm Falcon Ridge welcome to the Slambovians and the Ducks.
Oh, you thought we were starting? We didn't even know we were playing with the Ducks.
Some folks, I read half of your name. I knew you were all Slambovians, but what's the rest of your title?
It changes. We're the Slambovian Circus of Dreams this season.
Oh, man, that's an awesome name.
Thank you very much. The Ducks is the best name we've ever heard.
Who really agrees with what he just said? I don't know. That seems a little dodgy to me. I'm sort of curious about what you guys play. So what do you say you guys get it going?
All right, we'll get it going.
We'll follow you.
All right, good.
We'll do something slow so we don't hurt ourselves.
You good to go?
No, not really.
All right.
So guys, B flat.
All right.
All right. Great. That's all I wanted to say. Yes.
Good luck, everybody. Here we go. Thank you. even Graham and Uncle Joe. They sing in the strangest tunes, and they've been having them. It's like a big eight wheel rolling down the track. Voices say it's coming back tonight. You're like a big eight wheel rolling down the track. Voices say it's coming back, and I think it's coming home tonight. Yeah, I think it's coming home tonight.
I don't know what to tell you about this song. Just do whatever moves you. That goes for everyone. If you want to dance or sing, as much more as you can give me in this monitor would save me for tonight. But I can also plug my ear. We're going to play one from our third record, Migrations. Our friend Tim O'Brien co-produced that record down in Nashville, and he, here I am, and he, I should move back. He chose this song, written by Sean Byrne and Chuck McCarthy. Didn't make a difference at all. And it's called Mama Gonna Bargain with the Old Cook Pot.
How's it going in the sun, folks?
Nice.
I meant to say, how's the fun going?
Oh,
and
nice.
Mixed a couple. Fun, the FU part of fun was in there.
Oh.
I wonder, was that funny to do in sign language too? All right, here. I'm just feeling too goofy today. Here we go.
Thank you.
the old cook pot. Thank the Lord, it's in a spinner's round. No matter they clean or play. No, this boat's second saver. Every doctor's nothing more coming, nothing more coming.
Folks,
you ready, Sharky?
Yeah.
We'll see. We're gonna try playing Tink for you. For those who know Tink, we're not sure Sharky's rig is working, so we'll figure it out. Now we'll think about this one. Tell me when, Sharky. Tell me if. So I want to talk to you for a minute while Sharky sees if his rig can come back on. But thank you very much for the dance stand last night. It was really a blast. And Tink asked me to mention that I didn't say that the new songs we played last night, actually, there's an album in the merch tent with those songs on them that we just pressed yesterday. So you can, and you're allowed to buy as many of them as you wish.
Is that working, sure?
Okay, good. We'll try this. This is dedicated to the Tink and everybody. So you got a Tink. I'll be right with you. We're getting a little too old to do those dance dances without a recovery of 2 or 3 days in between.
No, we're okay, just the instruments can't hang.
Okay, good, Sharky. Okay, here we go. See if we can do this. Well, I see you running in the night, your little spark of light. I know it's you. Oh, yeah. I see you sneaking through the trees. You whisper on the breeze to steal my heart. And you do. Yeah, I know it's you. For what you do to me, I see you. You're reaching through the lines. Yeah, I am so surprised you've come this far. This might be the day we can get away.
Just when you think you know what a mandolin is supposed to sound like, eh?
Well, now they're going to get a taste of some funny banjo.
Banjo!
This is a banjo, everybody. Can you believe it?
No!
I can't. We're going to do a song now that's written by an amazing songwriter from Ithaca, New York. Great fiddle player and banjo player. Her name is Lydia Garrison, and for a long time she played in a band called the Turtle Island Dream, and an old-time string band, and we decided to do a side project together called the Turtle Ducks. And, one time on the road in Europe, she kind of got a little bit annoyed with me, and so she wrote this song. It's called Burn.
Last time you said that, the fire alarm of the building went off, and we had to leave.
It's not happening this time, that's great.
I'll take some more vocal monitor on this one, please. I couldn't stop if I wanted. Thank you.
So, I think we're experiencing the indemnity set to get to warm up for the shows that we're doing tonight, because somebody broke a string, Sharky's rig's going down. These are all good signs that tonight will be fantastic. So, which one would you like to do, Sharky? Yeah, okay. We're going to try a really old one, the oldest song that we do. This was written before we were the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. It's called the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. I wrote this when I lived in Queens about 50 years ago, something like this. After I saw The Who play, I saw the movie The Kids Are All Right, and I went home to Queens, where I lived at the time. And I couldn't sleep because I really loved that movie so much. And then when the sun was coming up, I wrote this song called The Circus of Dreams. And I never got to play it till we made this band. So we're going to play it for you now. Remember?
Yeah. That was really amazing.
We're gonna play you. Hey, yeah. Hi, me. There you are. We're gonna play you the title track from our latest record that we leave not all too far from here in West Hurley up by Woodstock. Mike and Ruth. Miranda. Mammals. And this song was written by Beth Nielsen Chapman, and it's called Beyond the Blue.
Jesse Hazy, everybody.
I love that song. That's beautiful.
I love that last one you guys did.
Thank you.
I hope you don't mind me saying, but the first part of it, like, it went into all kinds of weird directions, but I was like, man, that sounds like I got to go to a U2 concert in 1978. Really, really U2, man. They really used to rock. Well, I don't know what happened to them.
I hope the sun's not out tonight when we play. So we'll play a, we wrote this on our first UK tour when we saw the North Sea. It's called Northern Sea. Some of you know this song. We were going to do that last song that they just did, but they did it before us.
Thank you.
the whole night tonight. Just all of us on stage at the same time.
Do you guys want to go out? This is what we call a band mance.
It's a band cookie. All right, folks, now for the real folk festival part of the afternoon. And that is audience participation. How does that sound? Be a part of the workshop. All right. Have you all ever heard of a songwriter named Jonathan Bird? Yeah. Well, we've seen each other at a few festivals and conferences and stuff, and we get along real well. And one time we ran into each other at JFK Airport. He was coming back from Switzerland on his way to North Carolina, and I was on my way to North Carolina from Ireland. And we had this funny little happenstance meeting, and we were happy to see each other at the airport and everything. And lo and behold, our flight got canceled. And I was like, hey, Jonathan, let's split a hotel room, and then we'll catch the flight in the morning. And he was like, Leonard, what do you say? Instead of doing that, we just drive to North Carolina. And I said, well, Jonathan, it's about 10 o'clock at night. Why do you want to do that? Well, I'd really like to see my girlfriend before she goes to work. I've been gone for a long time, and I'm just dying to see her. And I'm like, well, when does she go to work? 9 o'clock in the morning. And well, when do you think we'll get to North Carolina? About 8:30. And so I was like, all right, fine. Let's do it. So there we were on the George Washington Bridge, and it was hailing out, and I'm the prairie boy from Winnipeg driving in the hail on the George. He wanted me to take the first shift, of course. But anyway, yeah, it's a little bit of Southern hospitality. But this one has some very important parts to it. And to do it, you really got to stand up. Is that okay? Yeah. Because we're going to play this tonight, too. And so you'll be in the know. You'll be way ahead of everybody else on the hill. Yeah, check out the fella in the cream-colored shirt with a Batman sign on it.
Well,
I don't know if that's... Maybe it's John of the Buffalo. I'm not sure.
No, that's a lizard, I think.
It's a lizard. All right, you don't have to stand up, but it's a very important rhythm you're going to do. We're going to do a little bit of ham bone together. So the first thing we do is we clap our hands in front of us like that. And then we put one hand on one ham bone like this. And then the other one like this. So here goes the rhythm. So this whole song is a call and response. So we'd love it if you'd sing with us. You're beautiful. Yeah.
yourselves a round of applause.
Woo, Kakalaki!
And them too, they're awesome. And I'd just like to say one thing here. We're playing for the very first time with our brand new friend Brad Wentworth on percussion, everybody. This is the first time he's ever played with us. It's amazing.
I saw Jonathan up at that Rochester.
Why don't you play like Freebird or something? Just kidding. That was some pretty good pandemonium, wouldn't you say? I love coming to festivals because we get to make new friends and discover new music, and so I feel really lucky. I know all the ducks feel super lucky to be sharing the stage with the Slambovian Circus of Dreams.
Look how Sharky's like just sneaking over here and stealing some gear off the guitar player. You know, you gotta watch out for Sharky. He's a little light finger.
That's all right though, because it's only $55 a song.
That's right.
Just kidding. We'll give you $55. So I think we have one more from these guys. Thanks so much, everyone. We're the Ducks. We'll see you next. We'll see you in a few hours.
The Sharky's rig's going down again.
So hey, just wanted to say to you guys that during the dinner break, we're going to be over and doing a meet and greet at 5:00. So. You know, come on by. We're going to be there. And if you can't be there, be sure and put your name in there for the raffle. We're giving away 2 tickets to any show in the next couple of years you want to come to. Like one show. And then also we are doing a Halloween show in Hartford, Connecticut at Infinity Hall. It's the Grand Slambovian Surrealist Halloween Ball. So, you know, we're still thinking of people to invite. I think we're going to invite this guy here to come and join in the fun.
And the Ducks are coming.
They're going to dress up as they're going to dress up as some kind of foul thing. And, anyway, and also just wanted to say we have our new Folk 2 album, which we're not playing anything from it right now.
This is a five-minute commercial ending.
I'm just talking. You're right.
When people don't say, "This is our latest record, our hit, go buy it," they're playing stuff that isn't on their record. How about that, everybody?
Yeah, so we're just
playing. We don't have to play any stuff from the new record yet.
Yeah, we're just playing all the hits today.
How we doing there, Sharky?
Also, we're playing the Guthrie Center weekend after next, so anybody wants to come by who's in the neighborhood. By then, we might know all the cool stuff on our new folk album. You know, Josiah plays recorder. He actually plays some really sensitive recorders on it. And, they're telling me to hold on.
They're having their own workshop in the corner.
Yeah, we're having a guitar tech workshop.
Let's see. I'll just play a song. I'll play a dumb song. I only know how to do the dumb stuff. I'm kind of surrounded by good musicians, and I'm afraid to play my songs without Sharky playing, because you'll hear how dumb they are, you know. So I'll play one of my dumber ones. And we'll do a sing-along. Since we got a short time, I'll play this. If Sharky can chime in, great. This is a very unusual head. You want to do that with me? Take him apart, he's dead, and his very unusual head. 'Cause they're swallowing everything he's got to say. But he's wallowing, hollowing, barely can get through the day. But he's coming back again. Getting his dog.
road. He's preambling, gambling, this time the whole thing will go straight through the atmosphere. Got a very unusual head. Got a very unusual head. They will take him apart instead. It's very unusual. And the trumpets, you know. Long, very unusual head. He's got a very unusual head. They will take him apart when he's dead. And his very unusual head. Again, got a very unusual head. He's got a very unusual head. They will take him apart when he's dead. His very unusual. The Ducks, thank you to the Slambovian Circus of Dreams, thank you to you guys. We'll see you on the main stage tonight. 1, 2, 3, 2. Yeah.